Chapter 2, Killing the Putana Witch. After Krishna's birth celebration, Nanda Maharaj went to Mathura, where he saw his good friend Vasudeva. Vasudeva was happy to hear all about Krishna and Balaram. He said, "My dear Nanda, please go back home soon. I think there will be some trouble in Gokul Vrindavan." So Nanda Maharaj prayed for the safety of Vrindavan on his way home. While he was away, a very wicked and nasty witch named Putana dressed just like a very beautiful woman and visited Mother Yashoda's house. Putana, the killer of many, many children, found baby Krishna lying on a small bed. She reached straight in and carefully took him on her lap to nurse him. She was so very beautiful and loving with Krishna that Mother Yashoda did not try to stop her. When she took Krishna on her lap, Krishna closed his eyes and angrily took her milk. Actually, Putana had come to kill Krishna with a very strong poison smeared on her breast. Angry baby Krishna held her with his two little hands. He sucked very hard. He sucked all the poison along with her milk and finally her life air. Immediately he killed her and she fell down on the ground crying, "Oh child, leave me, leave me." She was soaking wet with sweat and tried to knock Krishna away, but he held on very tightly. As she died, screaming, everything on the earth and in the sky was shaking, and people thought that thunderbolts were falling. Putana changed shapes and became very horrible-looking and really big. She opened up her fierce mouth. The long hair on her head scattered all over her. Her arms and legs and fallen body were so big that she smashed all the trees to pieces for 12 miles. Her teeth looked like bumpy roads. Her nostrils looked like mountain caves. Her hair looked just like a big red bush. Her two hands looked like two strong bridges, and her stomach seemed like a dried-up lake. When the gopis found little Krishna happily playing on Putana's huge chest, they picked him up quickly. Mother Yashoda, Rohini, and other elderly gopis fanned him with the tail of a cow. The dust from the cow's feet was thrown all over his body. The gopis chanted 12 names of Vishnu to give Krishna's body full protection on all sides and up and down. Then Mother Yashoda nursed him in her lap. Although Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the gopis loved him so much that they always took care of him as if he were only a helpless child. Meanwhile, all the cowherd men came home from Mathura and were struck with wonder at seeing the gigantic dead body of Putana. Nanda Maharaj remembered Vasudeva's word about trouble in Vrindavan. All the people of Braj cut Putana's monstrous body into pieces and piled it up with wood for burning. The smoke from the fire made a very good smell because she had been killed by Lord Krishna. Her only work was to kill small children. She was very fond of blood. Putana had come to kill Krishna, but had become purified just because she gave her milk to Krishna to drink. After burning Putana's body, Nanda Maharaj came home very happy that his wonderful little child was saved from the great demon, Putana. When Nanda Maharaj celebrated Krishna's first birthday, he called a nice band and brahmanas to chant. Mother Yashoda bathed Krishna and gave him lovely things to eat, like rasgullas and sandesh and laddus. Then she gave grains and cows away in charity. Even today, all the temples of Vrindavan celebrate Krishna's birthday just like this on Janmashtami day, with a special bath called Abhishek, a big feast and chanting. When Krishna fell asleep, his mother put him on a little bed under a cart. Soon he was crying, but Mother Yashoda could not hear him because of the loud music and chanting. Krishna was very hungry and angrily kicked his legs against the cart. Though his legs were small and very soft, the cart and all the pots and pans on it fell down, making a lot of noise. The wheel also came off and broke into pieces. Everyone ran over to see what happened. Mother Yashoda picked up baby Krishna and everyone prayed for Krishna's safety. Then Nanda Maharaj gave more grains and cows to the priests.